This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush spoke to the nation last night about Iraq. He agreed to the recommendations of his top commander, General David Petraeus, to begin drawing down the number of U.S. troops there. The president envisions a modest drop in forces, about 5,700 fewer by Christmas.
The principle guiding my decisions on troop levels in Iraq is return on success. The more successful we are, the more American troops can return home.
The president held out the prospect of more reductions, possibly withdrawing by next July the additional combat units he ordered there in January, which would still leave more than 130,000 troops in Iraq. Iraq's own security forces are a key factor in all of this, and a congressionally mandated study found they would not be able to operate independently for up to a year and a half. We turn to Lieutenant General Jim Dubik, the U.S. commander who oversees the training of Iraqi forces, to find out more. Dubik says while police and border security are still problems, he's seen some progress by the Iraqi army and some financial commitment by the government.
I think one big difference is they're investing in themselves. In the 2006 to now, they put $3.3 billion into their capital investment fund. So I would say on that side, there's huge differences between last year and this year, and actually huge differences just in the last 90 days.
Would you say, in terms of the government and talking about investing in themselves, would you say that the specter of U.S. troops departing has focused the mind?
I think that's actually mixed. There is some benefit, of course, for the Iraqis to know that our commitment at this size is not open-ended. On the other side, they know that they're not yet fully proficient to defend themselves, and so they gain confidence with the fact that they'll still partner with coalition forces on the ground.
One thing you have said is that it takes about a decade to grow a non-commissioned officer's corps.
Exactly.
And you call it the backbone of an army. When it applies to Iraq, in a way, are you starting from scratch there?
Well, we are starting from scratch in many ways with respect to the non-commissioned officer corps. This is an army who doesn't have a tradition like the United States, Great Britain, and Australia and others. The more they partner with the U.S. and coalition forces, the more value they see in having a strong NCO corps. So they have agreed to take the top 10% of every graduating class from recruits and turn them into corporals after they get some more training. This is a generational affair. These are not the kind of leaders that you can generate in a matter of 18 months or 6 months.
Well, a couple of things. One, why are these non-commissioned officers so important, doing work that, say, a commissioned officer wouldn't do? And why does it take more than 18 months?
Well, every task that is done by an Army, if you have a good NCO corps, is supervised by a sergeant. So when all the grandiose plans are written by generals, when you finally get right down to it, it's a sergeant supervising his squad, reducing an IED, taking care of a child on the side of the road. And that's the importance that they add, that initiative right at the very point of battle. That's not something that happens overnight. In the United States, it's several years before we'll promote a private to a sergeant. Now, the Iraqis here are taking to this idea very quickly at the tactical level.
Let's turn to the police. We seem to hear nothing but that the local and national police are rife with sectarian allegiances. But what are you doing to train police out of behavior like taking bribes or roughing up suspects?
The issue there is to, number one, change the police mindset into one from the Saddam period of intimidating people to protecting people. And the second is to increase the number of police officer leaders, which is a big problem here. We've grown the police force so fast, but with officers, it just takes longer to train them.
Do you have any sense of how long that'll take?
Well, I don't in an absolute sense. I think that probably we'll be close to having the right percentage, which it's about 10% officers for the police force. But that'll probably take 3 years to get to that level.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Lieutenant General Jim Dubik is the U.S. commander overseeing the training of Iraq's security forces.